this is a very significant break in that relationship.
Cedric Layton is a former deputy director of the U.S. National Security Agency.
So this lack of intelligence support from Britain is going to have a significant impact on the accuracy of the intelligence that the U.S. uses in prosecuting the so-called war on drugs. So this is a major, major issue.
But President Donald Trump has suggested it's not all about drugs, that he blames Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for sending immigrants to the U.S.
They've been treating us very badly, not only on drugs. They've dumped hundreds of thousands of people into our country that we didn't want. People from prisons, they emptied their prisons into our country.
U.S. officials are reportedly proposing an attack on Venezuela, though Trump has publicly rejected it. Still, the U.S. has Maduro in its sights, accusing him of being a narco trafficker, offering a $50 million reward for his capture, says Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Maduro will not escape justice, and he will be held accountable for his despicable crimes.
A partir de este momento, al firmar esta ley,
Maduro shot back Tuesday, ordering military and civilian forces in Venezuela to be ready for war.